Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 31st of May, and right now it's cloudy on 31 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast, and temperatures will be ranging of low of 29 to high of 35 degrees Celsius, with a heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. It will be windy, with winds from south-southwest at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later on says overcast, windy again, and again southerly winds at 20 to 35 kilometers. Humidity is right now at 77% and it will drop on 57% by noon and rise back up in the evening. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 75%. On Monday, 4th of June, is full moon at 3:35 Universal Time with partial lunar eclipse. This eclipse will be visible throughout most of Asia, Australia, the Pacific Ocean and Americas. The remarkable astronomical transit of May continue into the month of June with a historic Venus transit traveling across the face of the Sun. This extremely rare event will be entirely visible throughout most of Eastern Asia, Eastern Australia and Alaska, and partial transit can be seen in the progress at sunrise throughout Europe, Western Asia and Eastern Africa. A partial transit can be seen in progress at sunset throughout most of North America, Central America and Western South America. The next transit will not take place until year 2117. The Venus transit will be preceded by a lunar eclipse. The partially eclipsed full moon forms a mutable T-square involving the Sun, Venus and Mars, giving great opportunity to heal gender issues and relationships of every type. A transit of Venus, which will occur on 5th and 6th of June, depends on which part of the Earth you are, is one of the rarest sights in astronomy, which occurs 8 years apart. Each pair is separated from the next by over a century. The last pair occurred in 1881 and 1889. The next pair will occur in 2117 and 2125. This week's transit is paired with a transit which occurred on June 8, 2004. So when is the best time to observe the transit? In North America, the best time will be in the hours before sunset on Tuesday afternoon. In Europe, Africa and Australia, Venus will be in transit as the sun rises on Wednesday morning, June 6. In most of Asia and across the Pacific Ocean, any time during Wednesday should work. For most observers, Venus will be a tiny round black disk, but large enough to be clearly visible with unaided eye, properly protected by eclipse glasses or welder's glass. If you're viewing with a telescope, the most interesting time will be as Venus is entering or leaving the Sun's disk. Timings for Monday at first contact is at 7:02 in the morning, second at 10:05 and the last at 10:22 a.m. on 6th of June. Luckily, the 2012 Venus transit will be visible for most of the world. In any given moment of the transit, people on the entire half of Earth which face the Sun will be able to see the transit. The duration of Venus transit is quite long, 6 hours, which means that many other areas will see part of the transit and only people on about a quarter of Earth will not see any part of the transit. Thus, Venus transit is going to be a real global event. Matrimandi team informs us that due to the announced All Indian ban today, Matri Mandir will be open for meditation for our villains and newcomers only from 6 to 8:30 a.m. and from 4:30 to 8 p.m. We are requested to bring our friends and family members on any other day. Class 10 and Class 12 students of New Era Secondary School in Aspiration have done well in the recently concluded CBSE examination. Out of the 14 students who appeared in the Class 10 examination, all passed and is qualified for higher studies, and out of 10 students in Class 12, 9 of them came out flying colors, resulting in 90% success. One student failed in one subject. Congratulations to teachers and the students of New Era Secondary School. They are also informing us that students' admissions are going on for classes 9th and 11th. Yatra Nova Travel Agency will be closed for 5 days from Saturday 2nd until Thursday 7th of June included for their yearly staff tour. They will be open again from Friday, 8th of June. Due to Pitanga Hall closing during the summer for maintenance work, Aikido classes will resume on July 9th, and interested parents may contact Christo or Surya for registration in the kids and teens classes. There are very few vacancies, as their classes are very well attended, so they're asking you to register early. They are not taking kids younger than age of 7. For others, there is no age limit and one can start learning the art even at late in life. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas in Pavilion of Indian Culture International Zone, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we can see 7 Years in Tibet, directed by Jean-Jacques Anou, and it was made in USA and UK in 1997 with Brad Pitt, David Tewley, B.D. Wong, Mako and others. At Ecofilm Club at Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see documentary Dirt, which was made by director Bill Benson and Jen Rosso in 2009. In Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Spanish comedy, drama and romance, South from Grenada, which was made in Spain in 2003 by director Fernando Colomo. And on Saturday, also at 8 p.m. in Cinema Paradiso, we can see biography, drama, thriller, The Whistleblower, which was made in Germany and Canada in 2010 by writer and director Larisa Kondratsky, and it's an interesting film about ending the war in Bosnia. A children's film on Sunday, 3rd of June at 4:30 p.m. children can see animation adventure comedy Finding Nemo, made in USA in 2003 by director Andrew Stanton. And at Panorama of French Cinema at Cine Club in Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall on Sunday at 8 p.m. we can see Amélie, made in France in 2001 by director Jean-Pierre Jeunet. What matters is one's own aspiration for the divine, one's own fate, surrender, selfless, self-giving. Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.